these sites we're going to pray, and it's the same stone and in the same frequency. Call on the name of the Lord of our sanctification tonight, even as we join our Father in the Lord by 9 p.m. tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to pray on the subject matter of healing. I realize there are about four important factors in developing of this world that are heavy on them. There is security, there is other leaders in the development, there is education, and there is health. So critical for us to say that, as Jesus will say, if dead human beings, he said, if you being people know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more the Father who is in heaven. If men in all their souls know that it is important to ensure that health and healing is heavily funded, it gives us an idea that even in the kingdom, health and healing are more massively funded. Are you with me tonight? I needed to make that clear so that your faith can be strong when you pray this prayer. You must know that in the kingdom, it is not only that healing is heavily funded, it has been funded already. While we are praying, it's to appropriate the essence of that funding. Are we together tonight? So we are going to pray. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we are going to take it from verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the scripture speaks there of the fact that if any man wants to have a body, they go to 17. Go to 17. Right there. Go to 17. If any man defile the temple of God, he shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. This scripture is saying that the body of Christ is as the temple, which is Jesus Christ. In chapter 6 of this same book, Paul makes us understand that all of us put together, we are the body of Christ. And here he's saying that if any man would destroy the temple, him also God will destroy. And if God will destroy a man for destroying the temple, he will destroy anything else that comes to tamper with the temple. And the scripture says that we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. I'd like you to lift up your voice tonight and begin to pray and activate judgment against every sickness, everything that causes pain, everything that causes unwellness, everything that tampers with the very health of the body. The scripture says that God will destroy every single one of them. Therefore, we begin to pronounce destruction over every sickness. We pronounce destruction over every disease. We pronounce destruction. We declare that the power of God is activated in this house to destroy every sickness that as people walk in through those doors, in whichever of the days as we gather together, that every sickness is judged in the name of Jesus. That it before the opening prayer, before the praise and worship, before even the word, and in the midst of all the activities that we do, even as we gather, that sickness will disappear, disease will die in the name of Jesus Christ. We activate judgment against every sickness that is residing in the body of any part of this assembly in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare that cancer is judged. We declare that malaria is judged. We declare that pain is judged. We declare that every manner of unwellness is judged. We declare that diabetes is judged. In the name of Jesus, every and anything that causes sickness and disease, if you know anybody in this house that is sick right now, whether the person is here present or not, I'd like you to mention the name of the person in prayer. If you don't know anybody like that, just go ahead and pray and declare that any one of the member of this assembly that is struggling with any form of sickness or disease, we declare them liberated from those struggles tonight. We command that sickness will go from their bodies in the
name of Jesus. We take advantage of the funding of heaven over our health tonight. We download the benefits of heaven's funding over our health tonight in the name of Jesus. Psalms 105, it says that he brought them out with gold and with silver, and none amongst them was feeble, none was weak. We activate judgment over every weakness in health. In Kadesco Sunto Bosch, both to the old and the young. Le Bregede Legede de Boko Shanda Nagada Baba Bade and the Legede Boko Sondo Lobrohada. Le Brado Sete Lengede de Boko Shanda. Le Bredesco Zonko Tayande Legede Boko Shanda Libregede. Rabalaka Tayende Legede healing, healing, healing. Le Bradosco Sonko Brade Kata. Le Kadesco Zoko Tayende Legede Boko. Now I want you to begin to make powerful declarations. As it is written in the book of 2 Corinthians, it said, wherefore we, having the same spirit of faith, I believe, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 13. E Pradesco Zonko, I want you to begin to declare, our lives are hid with Christ in God. Our health is secured with Christ in God. Our health is secured with Christ in God. We command every unwellness and sickness to check out in the name of Jesus Christ. Exodus chapter 23 and verse 25. We shall serve the Lord our God. He shall bless our bread and our water, and he shall take away sickness from the midst of us. Paul speaking said, henceforth, in Galatians chapter 6, let no man trouble me, for I bear my body the mark of Christ. And because we have been marked with the mark of Christ, we declare that no sickness troubles us. No disease troubles us. If there's any member of this house lying down on a sick bed, we command that person to get up tonight in the name of Jesus. We command that person to get up tonight. We release angels on assignment. We release angels on assignment to walk into all the nooks and crannies, every hospital, whether in this city or anywhere else, provided that soul is connected to this house. We declare that you deliver healing to them. Deliver healing to them. Take healing to them in the name of Jesus. Under this corporate anointing, we declare that this healing will not even need their faith to be delivered. We lift up every brother, every sister that is down in health, wheresoever they may be. We declare that they be strengthened into the place of health in the name of Jesus. For he was wounded for our iniquities, he was bruised for our sins. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we have been healed. We are not going to be healed, we have been healed. We declare, therefore, let it be now on earth as it is in the heavens. Jesus. Whether they be our parents, whether they be our siblings, whether they be our younger ones, whether they be our spouses, whether they be extended family members, we dispatch healing unto them. We dispatch healing. Le kandesh ko zokom bradesh kahata. Le bregede legede boko zokom talande legede gede boko sede legede brahande legede gede. Le brakandesh ko sunto. We declare that in the midst of challenged economic times, we refuse to spend for hospital bills. We declare that we are made whole in Christ Jesus.
Go ahead and pray that prayer. Stretch forth your hand towards the altar and begin to connect to what God is doing in the house concerning your healing. I would like you to stretch forth your hand and begin to speak. By the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. You are not about to be healed. In the book of Jude, verse 20, the Bible says, build up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. I would like you to stretch forth your hand and go ahead and speak in tongues and begin to saturate your whole being. Azibra kosati. Makataya, Lekredozu Makataya. Is it like an edifice, like a building, like a construction? Begin to put the blocks to your system. Begin to put the blocks of your healing. Redu epate makota legadi, regatos e blando plaki baladiza, retus e blaco palakate nakataya. Is it he that speaketh in unknown tongues, speaketh intimate mysteries? There are things that are happening in the realm of the spirit. Lift your two hands up. I begin to open up your vocal cords and speak in the language of heaven such that man cannot understand. I begin to connect to your healing, your preservation, your health, your prosperity. In the language of heaven, there is no barrier, there is no stopping. Begin to speak the voice of heaven and begin to command every sickness, every infirmity. Rabus eplato maketala, regetege bende brege bende brege bende brege dis ataya, lekos egabada. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14, it says, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in every place in Christ Jesus. I want to lift your two hands. That scripture in the Message translation says in the Messiah, it says in Christ, God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory. I would like you to lift your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for leading me from place to place, from my house to my office, in one victory to another victory, in one step to another step. It's a perpetual victory. The Bible said that Jesus died once and for all. He paid for everything on the cross of Calvary, and he gave us victory so that when we move from place to place, I'll need the scripture on the screen. When we go from place to place, when we go from office to our houses, when we go everywhere, we are going in victory procession. We are not about to be healed. We have been healed already. We are not about to prosper. We are prosperous already. We are not about to be victorious. We are victorious already. It says from place to place in one perpetual victory. Thanks be unto God. I would like you to put your hands on your stomach and begin to decree over your life and say, as I go from place to place, as I move from country to country, as I go to the north and the south and the east and the west side of this nation and beyond, I am going with my victory praise. I am going with my victory procession in the name of Jesus. You make manifest the savoir of the knowledge of God. God leads us from place to place in one perpetual victory parade. There is a parade that God has arranged for you. Go ahead and decree. Zamanda brakataya, layakate brakapande brehusa, zebo kapo pamanda Lakata, Lekepeketa, Lekepe Lakata, Lakato Bakapasa, Eleketiba Handa. As I go to work, I am victorious. As I go to school, I am victorious. As I stay at home, I am victorious. From one victory to another victory and another victory. Thanks be unto God. Arakapande Brahosa, Ayakate Kateka Pata, Lakanakate Bakaposa, Ekos Ikapanda, Rabanda Brakapasa. Lekotubra kaponde brohusa eye ketuza akuma kataya ekuza pata ekuza kataya e lakataya e kapande brohusa zebope podo hoto kotosa abo kapande brohusa from place to place, from glory to glory, from glory to glory, from height to height, in Jesus and Christ. E kabaya kapanda brakabasa. Don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. Go ahead and play. Arrekatubra mena kataya. Zebele gedende gedisa. Zebele de gebende bregedisa. Akuba kapanda. Lift up your two hands. I begin to say, Lord, in this country, Nigeria, as I move from state to state, as I go from country to country, anything I do in this nation, as my works, the works of my hand, anything I touch is from victory to another victory. It's a victory procession from me and my household. I decree and declare in this season of my life. Sabala Dagabasha. In Acts chapter 27 and verse 34. Acts 27, 24, he said, wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. Put your right hand on your head. He said, therefore, I pray that you take some meat, the meat of the word of God, for this is for your health. For there shall not an hair fall from any of your heads. I would like you to lift your hands and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, from my head, from the head of my children, from the head of my relatives, from the head of my loved ones, not an hair shall fall. Not an hair shall fall. Go ahead and decree and declare and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not an hair, not an hair, not an hair. Divine preservation, not an hair in the life of my parents, not an hair in the life of my children, not an hair. Oh, kamakatiza kataya, in this Nigeria that we are in, not an hair shall fall in the name of Jesus. In the security situation, not an hair. When I travel to the north, not an hair. Divine preservation, preservation in the morning, preservation in the noonday, preservation in the night. I decree and declare over my head, over my family, over my life, that not an hair, not an hair. Go ahead, go ahead. Rabakatosata, rekato brakina kata, reketos eglandeha, repupa makateka liga, retusa kenakata, alepa bemaka pela kapata, abula kapasha. I stand in the gap on behalf of my loved ones, my children, as they go to school, not an hair. My parents, wherever they are, not an hair. In my business, nothing shall fall behind. Oh, kapata kata, rakos eglande has, rakotopo honda brokodus, lekos ekapakata. Not an hair, not an hair, not an hair, not an hair, not an hair shall fall to the ground. In the name of Jesus, we are preserved, we are protected. In the name of Jesus, we are covered, we are covered, we are covered. We have divine immunity, we have divine immunity, because we are under the shadow of the Almighty. I decree and declare tonight, not an hair shall fall, not an hair shall fall, not an hair shall fall. Akuma kataya, ekete kete kata, rapala dagabanda brakaposa, lekosa kena, reketo kapande brohosa, ekosa kena kataya dahasha, lekoba kaposa pande brohosa, ekosa kataya, lakapanda brakadesha pata, lekosa pata. Isaiah 54 and 17, the last scripture, just the first phrase. The Bible says there, it said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt, I can hear you, thou shalt, Are you ready to condemn some things in this meeting tonight? Are you ready to condemn the attacks of the enemy in this nation, in your life, in your business? Now we'll lift you to lift your two hands and say, Lord, I condemn, I destroy, I put a hole, I annihilate, I bind, I condemn every weapon, no weapon fashioned, formed, manipulated, forged against me. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, because I decree and declare, according to your word, they shall not prosper in the night season, in the morning season, anywhere I go out, and my coming in, no weapon, rabuskati lakata, akumakata. They said they shall come in one way, they will flee in seven ways. He that digged a pit for you shall fall into that pit. He said they shall gather, but if that garden is not of me, said the Lord, they shall scatter. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare tonight, every gang up, every gathering against any member of this house, in the name of Jesus, in this nation, in Enugu State, we decree and declare, they are scattered. Go ahead. Rakato braketani katesha.
Just go ahead and pray. Gadonosh daladis kadabo sayata. Go ahead and make that your prayer. Still leave that scripture for me. Leave the scripture for me. Mosatale dabata. He said, no weapon that is formed, which means the weapon would actually be formed, but it would not succeed. Akadabo shata. Ledobo suke ledebota. He said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Can you go ahead and begin to declare that it does not matter what has been formed, it would not see the light of day in the name of Jesus. So God allows it to be formed, but God said it would not prosper. In the literal Hebrew, he says there is not a weapon that is formed that would get to its fullest end, which means they fired the bullet, but in between when the bullet was fired and where you are, it drops to the floor. That means it is no weapon formed. It does not matter the kind of weapons of men, whether it is a weapon of destruction. His word says, no weapon formed. No man can produce it. It does not matter how they make it. He says it would not work. Little boat is shut a koba. Psalms chapter number 4 and give me verse 8. Psalms 4 and give me verse 8. Sholo to sita. If you have it in the passion, give me passion. Lodo boat is sata. Lado boat is shote kada sita. Letom zekate lede bota. It says, I will but lay me down. Oh God. It says, now because of you, Lord, I will lie down and in peace, and sleep comes at once. For no matter what happened, I will be unafraid. He says, no matter what happens, I will be unafraid. Can you go ahead and make this declaration with me in the name of Jesus Christ? Can you go ahead and make this declaration after me in the name of Jesus Christ? I declare the Lord is my peace, my security. Therefore, I have peace even when I sleep. I live unafraid because the Lord makes me to dwell in safety. Now go ahead and make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. In this season, it does not matter what I see. I live unafraid in the name of Jesus, because the Lord is my peace. I dwell in peace on Monday. I dwell in peace on Tuesday. I dwell in peace on Wednesday. On Thursday, I am safe. On Friday, I am safe. Saturday, I live in prosperity. Sunday, I am protected in the name of Jesus. I live in peace. I dwell in safety in the name of Jesus. I live unafraid because it does not matter what is outside. It does not matter what is outside. It does not matter what I see. For his word has said, 1,000 shall fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. It will not come near me in the name of Jesus. He says, only with my eyes will I look and see the recompense of the wicked. Let obranite jolodoboko seredeba. I declare in the name of Jesus, I live unafraid in the name of Jesus. Let us seek a little boat to shatter. Proverbs chapter number 29 and verse 25. Let us seek a little boat to shatter. Let us seek a little boat. Proverbs 29 verse 25. Man de shatter a little boat. It says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Let me read the translation I have here. It says, the fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects you from that. It says, the fear of human opinion causes disability. It says, but trusting in God protects you from human opinion. We're praying for, at this point, for protection and security. There are so many opinions flying on around, but we are not going to put our mind on what has been said. Our trust is in the Lord. Is there someone with me? So can you go ahead and make this declaration with me? My mind is fixed on the word of God. I can hear you. My mind is fixed on the word of God. My trust is in the name of the Lord. I refuse to fear the opinions of men, because God protects me from all that is happening around. Now go ahead and make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. It does not matter the opinions of men. It does not matter the debate. It does not matter the security report. I refuse to look at the opinions of men. I refuse to look at the reports on the TV in the name of Jesus. I look at the report of the Lord that says, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, he abides under the shadow of the Almighty, in the name of Jesus. I look at the report of the Lord that says the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into that name. He is safe in the name of Jesus. I declare that my mind is fixed on the word. My mind is fixed on him. My trust is in the name of the Lord. Mande koshote keborote. Let up running to seeker, let up out to shate, let up out to kende seeker, rando sote keborote. I do not look at what men say. I put my eyes on what the Lord has said in the name of Jesus. His word says, at destruction and famine, I shall laugh. Let up on the seeker, let up out. Let on the kadi boshete. Proverbs chapter number 18 and verse 10. Lados and they are the boat. The King James says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and he said, leave the message translation for me, please. I need the message, leave it for me. Little bullshit. It says, God's name is a place of protection, and people can run there and be safe. Paul says in Acts, he says, for in him we live, in him we move, and in him we do what? Have our being. So we're going to make this prayer. Go ahead and declare with me. Because I live in him, I have my completeness in Christ. Therefore, I'm in a place of protection. I'm protected from every evil happening around me. I'm safe from disaster, safe from kidnappers, safe from armed robbers. I'm safe from every evil happening around me. Now go ahead and make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. We declare safety over our families. We declare safety over our children. We declare safety over our loved ones in the name of Jesus. We declare safety over every member of this house. We're declaring the name of Jesus. We are protected in the name of Jesus. The name of the Lord is our place of protection. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're declaring the name of Jesus. No evil happening around will come near our dwelling place. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Matos, let up shate, let up sokodish ada, and obrate, let up bote, jolo de bote, suke, let up bote. Let a kande sika, let a boat a shande kasika, let a boat a shande kasita. Psalms 138 verse 7. Jolo de boat a suke. Psalms 138 verse 7. Let us shante. No, give this time, give me in King James. Leave it in King James for me. It says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou will revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Can you go ahead and make that your prayer in the name of Jesus? That in this season, it does not matter what is happening, the right hand of God would save you in the name of Jesus. The right hand of God would keep you in the name of Jesus. His left hand would destroy, would stop every onslaught of the enemy against you. But his right hand will keep you protected. His right hand will keep you safe in the name of Jesus. His right hand would keep you. He will deliver you in the name of Jesus. In the midst of trouble, God will save you in the name of Jesus. He would revive you in the midst of trouble in the name of Jesus. He will stretch forth his hands towards you in the name of Jesus. If you're already in the trouble, I have an announcement for you. His word says in Job chapter number 5, verse 19, he will deliver you in 6 troubles, yea, in 7, no arm shall come near you. He will deliver you in 6 troubles, yea, in 7, no evil will come before you. Can I speak to the person that is experiencing trouble on all sides? The power of God comes tonight. You are delivered today in the name of Jesus. The hand of God will protect you in the name of Jesus. His light would shield you in the name of Jesus. Jotokombro to sika. Ledopo shonte kabayate. Leto brononde sote. Go ahead and make that your prayer in the name of Jesus. Lado sakahira. Yande kobro to shonde. Ledopondo soko di yande. Leto zedite kende bosha.
Yende obre diska to sebeyadas. Aledo, can you lift up your hands and begin to declare, no evil will touch me, and no evil will touch my family. Malego do shadadabada. Aledo kodali gedeusha. He said, press the blood upon the lentils. Can you press the blood tonight by lifting up your voice to declare, no evil? Alego do jande de debo jande. I may walk through the valley. Alebado jande katiye do jande de ha. I will fear no evil. Because no evil has the ability to touch me. I'm immune from evil. I'm protected from evil. My family is protected. In the morning, in the noon, in the night. As I walk and I drive, evil is far from me. Before we enter another phase of prayer, the Bible will say, he said to Jehoshaphat, there may be armies against you, there may be weapons that the enemy have set or formed. When I study the life of Israel, whenever they want to go to war, it's not the soldiers that is God's voice. The musicians, the priests and the musicians will go first, and they will begin to worship God. I just want you to lift up your hands to heaven. In 1 minute, I don't know the battle, I don't know what you are going through, but can you just lift up your voice and begin to worship him? I see that sickness going. I see that door open. If you can worship him tonight, just lift up your voice. I see the walls coming down. I see that terminal sickness leaving. I see the cancer dissolving. I see yes to them that they said no to you. I see the abominable shakatiyado. I see the abominable jande kagiyado. I got the proposal being approved. I see that connection coming through. And your business is just to worship him. And they go, in the next 30 seconds, I just worship him. I see your mother being healed of that sickness. I see God restoring what the enemy thought he has scattered. And then you better understand the season you have come The doors are open. I see breakthroughs. I see change. I see shift. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you ready to see the clear things tonight? Please, by 9, there will not be prayer by 9 tonight. Our prayer online will continue tomorrow. I want you to understand we are standing on a prophetic time to declare things. Put for me Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. One mistake that I saw Peter made was thinking that he was walking on water. But he was actually walking on the word. Whenever you take your attention out of the word, you will start seeing storms. You will start seeing waves. But if your eyes is focused on the word, if your eyes is focused on Jesus, you will not sink in the name of Jesus. Tonight you are going to stand as a prophet. In the next 3 minutes, 4 minutes, you are going to prophesy. Ezekiel said, I prophesy as I was commanded. It doesn't matter the statistics. It doesn't matter whether we are out of recess or not. God is not God of location. He's the God of all health. He said, is there anything too hard for me to do? He can bless in the days of lack. He can make a man prosper in the wilderness. He can lift a man from the vineyard of destruction and make him sit before the king and the king of his own land. But what happens? What are you saying? Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. Are you ready to speak tonight? He said, by their words thou shalt be justified, by your word you shall be condemned. Can you lift up your right hands to heaven? You are going to prophesy. I don't know what you want God to do, but I know one thing. This is my year of rising. This is my year of fruitfulness. This is my month of grace. Can you open your mouth and begin to decree and declare? Can you prophesy as a prophet over your life, over your family tonight? I'm tired. I need to move to the next level. It's tied in your mouth. And let me help you so that you prophesy well. Leviticus chapter 26, put verse 5. I want us to decree and declare things. He said, your threshing of each will go from vintage to vintage. That means you'll be eating until the time of sowing. The last verse says, you eat your bread in full. He said, you will dwell in the land safely. Can you prophesy? Go to the next verse. And just use the scripture, begin to prophesy into your family. Let us say, I will give you peace. I live in peace in this land. I will give you peace in the land. It doesn't matter the Boko Haram. It does not matter the herdsmen. I, Chukwemeka, and my family will live in peace. If it's body that promises, I can doubt. If a man that promises, I can doubt. God says, can you put my scripture back? He said, I will give you peace. In this land, I decree over my family, I decree over my life, over my business, I live in peace. In this land, you will lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Nobody born of a woman. I refuse to fear, and no one will make me to be afraid in the name of Jesus. I cannot fear their fears. I decree and declare it. You say, I will lie down and no no one will make me to be afraid. I like no witch, no wizard. I like a my sleep will be sweet. Because when I lie down to sleep, the Lord will protect me. He said, none. I like no my egadosh. Devil and his mother-in-laws cannot make me to be afraid. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. I'm a covered egadosh. Are you ready to pray? He said, I will lead out evil peace out of land. The Lord said, I will take away every evil peace. Anyone that stand against him, he said, every evil peace, I will take them away. I love God. I don't need to engage in this battle. He said, I will fight for me. He will fight. He will remove every evil peace. Whatever that stands an obstacle, whatever that stands as a mountain, whatever that rises himself as enemy, I don't know if you but have been declaring this scripture over my life. I said I stand everything that represents a peace. I let God, I can't fight them by my strength. I call on you. Can you put my scripture back? Neither shall any sword go through your land. We decree and declare, and no sword will go through my life. That means that oppression. I cancel that oppression. I don't care whether it's good. I don't care what the doctors have seen. But here I terminate. I let it all go back. They will not find that growth again. He said, no sword. I'm not laughing tonight. I decree and declare. No sword we go through. Can you put verse 8? Verse 8 and verse 9, put it in Message Bible. I'm coming to an end. Please go to verse 7. Start from verse 7. Hello, Shada. You chase after your enemy and defeat them. Verse 9. You chase your enemy already. He says that I will give you full attention. God said, I will give you full attention. That means when you call on God, God will answer. He said, I will not give you half attention. He said, I will give you full attention. That means he knows my name. Heaven hears my voice. He recognizes my voice. He said, he will give me full attention. This will tell you who you are. You are far. He said, I will give you full attention. Don't come to God praying like God is far. You are far. He said, I will give you full attention. Why? He said, I will make sure you prosper. Hallelujah. I decree and declare over your life, standing on the unction of Pastor Edwin, in 2021 you will prosper. Hallelujah, Shakada. He said, I will make sure. God taking an oath. He said, I will make sure. I decree upon someone here that God will make you to prosper. He will prosper this year. In the name of Jesus, I will make sure you grow in numbers. I will keep my covenant with you in good working order. The next verse. Aladosha, devil is a liar. The next verse. I like this one. He said, you will be seen eating the last year harvest. You'll be eating the last year harvest. When you need to give out what is remaining, so that you make room for the new one. Do you understand the scripture? It says, you will still be eating the profit from the contract. Why you need to move away the money? That means this season, when the men of God stand here to teach you stewardship of your treasure, how to get more money is not how to get more money is not by saving money. I'm not against saving. How to get more money is to distribute money. See him that scattereth and yet increaseth. God says, I cannot put new money in your hand until you give away the old one. Forget what they are writing in Facebook. Anybody that's saying you keep your money is trying to make you poor. My village, there are a lot of water. When you go to lake one, they have dried up. So one of our land fall into one. If I have money, I will fill it up. The water will cease from there. So those that go there to fetch water, they will not have water again. Because it's just a lake. How many of you can fill Atlantic Ocean? No matter how some feeling, you can't some feel Atlantic Ocean. God says, I want to do a new thing. My last prayer point, can you lift up your hands to heaven? Say, Lord, in this season, do a new thing in my life. I don't know the new thing you want God to do for you. But God, just cry unto God. And later, before we bless the communion, he says, I will do a new thing. Just give me a space. Can you just say, Lord, I'm in for the new thing. I've cleared my way. Do a new thing in my life. Spiritually, physically, financially, materially. Do a new thing in my life. That thing that no man can describe or they can say, this is marvelous, this is the Lord's doing, and not what man can do, but what you, God, can do. Do a new thing in my business, do a new thing in my family, do a new thing upon the rose, on my wife, on my children, bring me into a new dimension, into a new glory. There's a noon of God. There's a newness. There's a level. As deep calleth unto deep, as so the heavens are the height, and the earth is the deep. And Lord, take me into a new level. Do a new thing in my life. And like I told some of you, God needs to give you a new organs. And God has to transplant a new kidney for you. And as then the commander who can cry unto him, in Jesus' name. Can you stretch your hands towards the communion? The Bible says in John chapter 6, if you can put it for me, John chapter 6, verse 53. As you read this scripture, I just want you to stretch your hands. Whenever I take communion in my house, I say, this is communion. Is for this. I take this communion for health. I take this communion for grace. I take this communion for an open door. You must press a demand when you take communion. It says, Jesus said, it's Jesus that is talking. It's not me, neither Pastor Bidemi. He said, Jesus said. And when Jesus said, verily, verily, it's a serious matter. He said, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. There is no life existing without this. This is not just ceremony. This is not what we do to keep you in church. There is power when you do this. I've seen him walk. Can you stretch your hands towards this communion? And just ask God tonight, as I partake of this communion, I speak over my life. I command these things to happen. Father, we present this embrace before you. We ask, oh God, let your life and your spirit come up as we partake of it tonight. Let your glory alone be made manifest. Take absolute control. Let it bring healing. Let it bring deliverance. Let it bring lifting, promotion in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I said, in Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Do I have one person that believes that he has served a God that can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask? I don't see you clapping your hands like you believe that God you serve does not stop prayer. He answers prayer. And you exceed your expectation house on the road, the word house. Can you clap unto God? Can you add a shout to it? Because I see you moving over to your promised land. Give him a shout. Let devil know you are a champion. Let devil know you are a victor. Give him bread.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can we just take that song, You Are Alpha and Omega? We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised, just before we take your offering. Hallelujah. Let's just celebrate God, because before the beginning began, he has been. Where the hell is no more will continue to be. He's our Alpha and Omega, means he started the year with us. He had gone ahead, and then we are going to meet him at the end and then start again. Because everything between Alpha and Omega, he said, I've gone through it. So we're going to sing in appreciation of the answers to our prayer.
You are Alpha. You are Alpha.
Come on, let's sing.
For answers to prayer. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. We'll put our hands together and celebrate the victory parade that just began in our life. We give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to Jesus. What an awesome God we serve. You can have your seat in his presence. It's a wonderful time to be in God's presence. This week from Monday has been awesome, and it will continue. Hallelujah, throughout till we meet again Sunday for another refreshing service. This is a part of the service where we worship God with our tithe, with our offerings. I want everybody to packet that. If you made a transfer, when we call everybody to stand up, just still stand up and let's just pray together, because the Bible said not of compulsion, not of necessity. God loves a cheerful giver. Your giving must be because you just want to worship God with that which you've which he has blessed you with. As a steward, you are taking a portion and saying, Father, I take out of this to honor you, to give you glory. Hallelujah. So if you need an envelope, if you signify, Papa, wave of a hand. I believe all the oceans across everywhere in the hall will get envelopes across to you, whether it's for offering, for tithe, or for any special vow you made sometimes ago. Just know in your heart, as I tell you to rise up, let's just say it to our Father. I'm not giving to impress pastor. I'm not giving to impress the church. I'm giving from my heart just to worship you. The money will be expended on earth, but you're worshiping God with that. Hallelujah. Are we ready? Can we just be on our feet? Whether it's a tithe you're holding on one hand and an offering on the other hand, just lift it up to God with your own voice and with your own mouth. Just say, Lord, this is coming from our heart. Some of us have made transfer. It came from our heart as a sign of worship. We recognize you are our source and our sustainer and stewards We'll bring a portion out to say, Lord, we'll worship you. Say it in the next 20 seconds with your own voice, with your own mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, as we've altered from our hearts, is unto you. And we thank you because the blessing of faithfulness will alight upon everyone, and the angels that transact, that move up and come down with answers. Take all our requests and all our issues and come down with a customized testimony that is required for this phase of our lives in Jesus' name. If you believe God answered that prayer, shout a believing amen. All right, just pass the offering either to the left or to the right, and just watch it go from person to person till it gets to the last person at the end of the row. The person at the end of the row, just stand as a priest. Just practice as a priest for some few seconds. Don't sit down with the offerings in your hand. Stand as a priest temporarily till an usher close by collects it from you. And thereafter, you can have your seat. And God bless you tremendously. Like Pastor Emeka said, there is going to be no prayer tonight on our platform. Hallelujah. But it will hold tomorrow. This suffices for our prayer tonight. And let's just do our own prayer personally tonight. Tomorrow we'll join Pastor Edwin again and we'll continue. Hallelujah. The program Beyond the Veil with Pastor Tim Talk starts on Friday by 5 p.m. Please let us come together and just worship God in His presence. And Saturday will be awesome in this place. Not only that, even with the worship, Saturday is also going to be on. We're going to have a special session with the man of God. So all workers in the church, all present workers and intending workers, you want to join the church workforce, as a special time out with the minister of God on Saturday. Please make sure you come for the program and don't miss this special one. Hallelujah to Jesus. Sunday, we have our three services as usual. The first by 7, the second by 9, and the last for the day, 10:30 a.m. Sunday is our dedication service in the first service. So do make sure you tidy up whatever protocol is required of you for as many people that wants to do their dedication in the first service. Please make sure you tidy up all protocols required of you. And let's come together. Let's do it together on Sunday. Beyond the Veil. Can I have a believing amen? We've come to the end of the service. Can we be on our feet to share the grace? We want everybody to go to our social media, our platforms, tag the flyers. Make sure you celebrate this program. Let as many people as possible know about the program so that they can attend. We're going to share the grace. Immediately we share the grace, follow the direction of the ushers for the taking of the communion. Hallelujah to Jesus. So please, if you will share the grace, follow the direction of the ushers for the taking of the communion. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been a blessing severally to us in this house. And I want to announce to you, tomorrow is his birthday. Whose birthday? Pastor Emeka Hani. Tomorrow is his birthday. Let him feel the love and the warmth of House on the Rock. Hallelujah. Get his number. You know, credit his phone, you know, with his just recharge his phone. Do a lot of things for him. Let him feel the warmth of our love in this church in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us right now and forevermore. Amen. Let's share. Surely, goodness and mercy they are following us all the days of our lives. I will remain in presence of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Shout out, brethren. Just follow the direction of the ushers. We have the communion.